Aerobic rice. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Consumed by 3 billion people, rice is arguably one of the world's most important food staple, and one reason for its popularity is that rice can be grown under flooded conditions that suppress weeds, making cultivation easier. However, in some parts of the world, water is in short supply, but farmers still often devote what they can to rice farming because the crop is so important. But now research may be leading to a simple but profound solution that requires less water, growing rice in fields, a practice called aerobic rice production. The practice relies on rainfall plus limited irrigation to meet the plant's moisture needs, and according to a University of Florida study, requires about 40% less water than paddy-grown rice. The study is working to address a major challenge in aerobic rice production, yield. In the two-year study conducted in Hyderabad, India, researchers grew rice in irrigated fields and paddies. The first year's aerobic rice harvest weighed 39% less than the paddy harvest. The second year, that difference narrowed to 15%. Researchers admit that there is no real way to get the same yield for aerobic rice as paddied under optimal conditions, but in a drought, there may not be enough water to keep rice paddies flooded. Under those circumstances, aerobic production can ensure that a community has rice to eat while the paddied plants wither away. Currently, few rice varieties have been developed specifically for aerobic production, but the hope is that in time, breeders will develop improved varieties and close the yield gap with paddied rice. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.